I was a hard time in an arty town. Everything was going down, and Pat Malone was pushed for Eddie K. He for life insurance had spent all of his money to a cent, until all of his affairs had gone dismay. Then Pat's wife spoke up and said, "Oh dear Pat, if you was dead, 10,000 of insurance I could take." Then Pat laid down and tried to make out that he had died, until he smelt the whiskey at his waist. Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and getting up out of the bunk he said, "If this wake goes on a minute, the corpse will have to be in it, and you'll have to get me drunk if you want to keep me dead." Then they give the corpse a sup, afterwards they filled him up, and they stretched him out upon the bunk. And before the break of day, everybody felt so gay that they forgot that Pat was only drunk. And they took him from the bunk, still alive but awful drunk, and they placed him in a coffin with a prayer. Then the driver of the cart said, "No, by God, I'll never start until I see that someone pays my fare." Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and from the casket he spoke up and said, "If you dare to doubt my credit, you'll be sorry when you said it, so drive on or the corpse will break your head." Then the funeral started out on the cemetery route. The neighbors tried the widow to console, till they stopped beside the base of Malone's last resting place, and they lowered poor Patrick in the hole. Then Pat began to see, just as plain as 1, 2, 3, that he'd forgot to reckon on the end. When the clods began to drop, he kicked off the casket top, and straightway to the ground he did ascend. Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and from the cemetery fled. It was a lucky blunder, he come darn near going under, that Pat Malone forgot that he was dead.